Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 10th parak of Hilchos Brachos. In this parak, the Rambam pulls together many miscellaneous brachos which have not yet been covered up until this point, and groups them together in this one parak. Halacha Aleph. Brachos acheros udvarim acherim harbe, she'ein bahen psicha v'lo chasima, tiknu chacham derech shvach v'odaya l'kodesh baruch. There are many other brachos which have not yet been enumerated, as well as other matters, statements that a person might make, which Chazal had instituted, which don't have a opening or conclusion to them of a bracha. And nonetheless, Chazal instituted these in order to have a way to praise and acknowledge and thank God for all that he's done for us. Kimo brachos at tefillah, shekvar kasavnum, such as the brachos which we have in our daily tefillah, which the Rambam has already written. Ve'eluhein, and these are all the other ones which he has not yet included. Habone bayis chadash, va'kone kelim chadashim. If a person buys a new home, or he purchases new vessels, bein yeshlo, kiyoti behen, bein einlo, whether he already has items similar to these, or he does not, bevarech, he makes the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, shehachyanu v'kiyumanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. He makes the bracha of shehachyanu. Halacha beis. V'chein haroas chaver la'achar shloshim yom, and similarly, if a person sees his friend after not having seen him for 30 days, bevarech shehachyanu, he can also make the bracha of shehachyanu. V'imra'ahu la'achar shnei masar chodesh, if he sees him after 12 months, not just 30 days, but a whole year, bevarech baruch atah Hashem, mechai hamesim, the one who revives the dead. Haroah pri hamischadish mishana l'shana b'tchilas riyaso bevarech shehachyanu. If somebody sees a new fruit, a fruit which has come to blossom only annually, and now it's this time of the year which it's begun to blossom, so the first time he sees it, he also makes the brach of shehachyanu. Halacha gimel. Shama shmua tova. If he heard some good news, bevarech baruch atah Hashem l'kinu me'achlam hatov v'hameitiv, the one who is good and bestows good upon us. Continuing on, Shama Shmua Ra, if somebody unfortunately heard the opposite, he heard something negative, Bevarech Baruch Dayan Hames. He makes the bracha, the blessing, that God is the true judge. V'chayev Adam Levarech Al Ra, B'tuv Nefesh, K'derech Mevarech Al Tova B'simcha. A person is supposed to make a blessing on the bad with an understanding, positive outlook, even though it's not supposed to be said in the same way of joyous recounting of God's good that one might on the good that happens to us in our lives, but it one is supposed to, in the same sense, have a deep understanding that everything comes from Hashem. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "V'ahavta eis Hashem lokecha u'b'chol me'odecha u'b'chlal ahava yaseirish nistavinu ba shafilu b'eis shiyotzer lo yode v'shabeach b'simcha." Included within this, with all your veriness, as me'odecha might literally be translated, that extra bit of love that we are supposed to have is even at a time when Hashem has, in some superficial way, done harm to us, when he's put us in a state of distress, we should nonetheless acknowledge him, thank him, and praise him with happiness. Again, it doesn't mean the same level of happiness, but it means with a sense of deep recognition that Hashem runs the world. Halacha Dalet. If something good happened to a person, or he heard something good, even though it would appear that this good which he's heard about will lead bad to him as well, nonetheless, he should still make the bracha of Hatova Meitiv. And similarly, if something bad happened to him, or he heard about something bad, even though it would appear that this bad thing has ultimately led him to have good, nonetheless, you still make the bracha of dynamis. Because you don't make a bracha on that which is going to happen in the future, you make a bracha on that which occurred now, and who knows what exactly will occur based off of what things seem to be right now. Yarduk shamim rabim, if a lot of rain falls, im yishlo sata, if you own a field, mevarech shehachyanu, so then you make a bracha of shehachyanu. V'mayisa shelo v'shel achirim, if it was jointly owned by you and others, mevarech hatov ha-meitiv, so then you make the same blessing you make on other good tidings. V'im ein lo sata, if you don't own a field, mevarech, so you say the following, modim anachnu lach, Hashem elokeinu, al kol tipa v'tipa, shorata lanu, v'ilu finu malei v'chulei, ad hein heim yodu v'shabchu v'varechu v'ashimcha malkeinu, baruch ata Hashem, Kel Rov Haudos Fadish Bachos. Very beautiful blessing. Lachavav. Me'emasai Mevarachin al Gshamim. At what stage would you make this blessing on the rain? Mishayir Bahamayim al Arts. When there's been so much water on the earth, Vialu Abubos Minamatar. So much so that the raindrops that are falling are beginning to bubble upon the surface, meaning to say they splash down on already their water, and therefore make a droplet, al pnei ha'mayim, on the surface of the water, v'yocho ha'bubos zeh likrat zeh. And then the bubbles begin to bump into one another, they're all heading out towards one another, they're flowing together. So in that case, there's been such an abundant rainfall that then you can recite this blessing. Halacha zayin. Amru lo meis aviv v'rashahu. If he unfortunately is told of the fact that his father has died, and he has inherited him, im yish imo achin, if he has other brothers who will share that inheritance, mevarach b'tchila dayin emes, first you make the blessing of dayin emes, v'achagach ha-tova meitiv, and then separately, on the inheritance, you make the tova meitiv. V'im ein imo achim, if you don't have other brothers, mevarach shechianu, so in that case, instead of ha-tova meitiv, you make shechianu. As we saw earlier, shechianu can relate more to a personal, individual windfall, as opposed to ha-tova meitiv can be something which is split, as we saw with regards to the field, for example, as well. Ksar shel davar, here's the overall rule, kol davar tova shi lo v'lacher, mevarach ha-tova meitiv. And now the Rambam summarizes, as I just said, that anything which you share with others, you'll make ha-tova meitiv on that good tiding, v'tova shi lo levado, mevarach shechianu. However, if it was just for you alone, so then you can make a shechianu. Lachas. Arba tzrichin lehodos. There's four people who have to thank Hashem for the situation that they had been in being changed. Chola shenirpa, somebody who was ill and was healed. V'chavash shi'atzer v'isasurim, somebody who was trapped in jail and now has been set free. V'yorde ha'yam kishalu, and those that had gone off on a long sea journey and then came back. V'holchei drachim kishayagiu la'yishuv, and similarly those that are going out on a long, arduous journey and return back to civilized areas. U'tzrichim lehodos b'pnei asara, and they must do so, they must acknowledge this and thank God in front of 10 people, ushnai meham chacham, and two of those 10 are supposed to ideally be talmidei chacham. Shneimar's pasuk says, "Remu bekal am moshav zekinim yalu." V'keitzad moda, v'keitzad mevarach. How does he acknowledge this? How does he thank Hashem? And how does he make the blessing? Omei b'nei mevarach. He stands amongst these people and he makes the following bracha: Baruch ata Hashem elokinu melech olam, hagomel lachayvim tovos, shegamal nikol tov, v'kol hashomim omrim shegamalcha tov hu yigmalcha sela. And that's what everybody responds back to his proclamation. Halacha tes. If a person sees an area where miracles had occurred to the Bnei Israel there, it could go to Yamsuf, such as the Sea of Reeds, Abros HaYarden, and the place where we had crossed over the Yarden River when we came into Eretz Israel, Omer, he says the following, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, She'asa Nisim L'Moseinu B'Makom HaZeh, who has done miracles for our forefathers in this place. And so too with any place where miracles had occurred to the masses. If it's a place where a miracle occurred for an individual, so that individual and his son and his son's son, so then he can say that, thank you Hashem for making a miracle occur to me here or to my forefathers here, but just those ones, not somebody else. Haroa gov arayos v'kifshan eish. If somebody sees a lion's den or a furnace of fire, shehushlach bo Hanan b'shel Azaria, the place where Hanan b'shel Azaria had been thrown into. So in that case, mevarach baruch ata Hashem l'kinu melech olam she'asa neis l'tzadikim b'makom hazeh. So in those circumstances, so you can make the blessing that Hashem did a miracle for the righteous in this particular place. And with regards to the lion's den, it would seemingly be referring to where Daniel had been thrown into. Now, it seems unlikely that anyone will come across these nowadays, but hypothetically, it's important to know that certain miracles stood out, though it would have appeared that they happened only to an individual. They qualify on some level as if they had been to all of Klal Yisrael, and we are all the, at least conceptual, inheritors of that, and we can then bless Hashem for having saved the tzaddikim in that particular place. Moving on, this one is a particularly fascinating one. If a person passes a place where they are currently serving idolatry, he makes the following blessing. Amazing, you see idolatry, you make a blessing. Very fitting for Parshas Noach, that Hashem allows those who violate his will to be given a long time before he unleashes his wrath. He gives them an opportunity to do tshuva despite their sinfulness. If a person sees a place where there had originally been idolatry and now it's been taken away, in the Eretz Yisrael, who if it's in Eretz Yisrael and it's now been Baruch Hashem fully uprooted, you make the blessing that Hashem has removed idolatry from our land. If it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then you make the blessing that Hashem has removed, he's uprooted the idolatry from this particular place. And you then add on, in both of these type of blessings, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael, you say the following, that just as you, Hashem, have removed idolatry from this particular place, so too you should remove it from all places, and you should cause those who serve it to ultimately serve you. That is our truest wish. Halacha Yud. Haroa Bata Yisrael Bishuvan. If somebody sees homes of Bnei Yisrael in a settled fashion, Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Matziv Gvul Almana. Blessed are you, Hashem, who establishes the boundary of the widowed one, referring to the Bnei Yisrael as a whole. B'chor Banan, if unfortunately you see homes of Bnei Yisrael that have been destroyed and ruined, Omer, Baruch Dayan Emes. So then you say, again, the same blessing over any sad tidings. Haroah Kibar Yisrael, somebody sees graves of the Bnei Yisrael, Mavarech, Baruch Hashem, Elokim, Melech Olam, Asher Yatzar Eschem Badin, V'don Eschem Badin, V'kilkel Eschem Badin, V'himes Eschem Badin, V'hu Asid Lachim Eschem Badin, L'chai Olam Abba, Baruch Hashem, V'chai Hamesim. Halach Yud Aleph. Haroah Sheish Meos Elef Adam Ke'echad. If somebody sees 600,000 people all at once, if they are idolaters, Omer, he should say as follows. Ultimately, you say that this great power will ultimately be left desolate. However, if they're Jews and they're in Eretz Yisrael in specific, Omer, you say as follows. One of the ones which requires more analysis to explain why this was the particular formulation, but the one who is wise and knows the secrets of the world. Haroa mechachmei umos olam. If somebody sees one of the wise men amongst the non-Jews, Omer, he says as follows: Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan mechachmaso levasavda. Hashem has given from his wisdom to mere flesh and blood. Chachmei Yisrael. If you see one of the wise men of the Bnei Yisrael, Bavarach Shenasan mechachmaso liyirav. That Hashem has given from his wisdom to those that fear him. Malchi Yisrael. If you see a Jewish king, Omer, Shenasan mechfodo megburoso liyirav. So similar formulation about from God's glory and his strength to those that fear him. Malchim was Olam, if you see non-Jewish kings, Mevarech Shenasan Bechvodo LeBasar V'Dam. Again, here instead of saying to those that fear him, we say that he has given from his honor to flesh and blood. Halacha Yud Beis. Haroas HaKushi, Bez HaMashunen, Mitzuras Pnehen, Oba Evraham. Somebody sees somebody who is literally interpreted as Ethiopian. If somebody had never before encountered a person with dark skin, and somebody else who might have a different looking appearance in their face and their limbs or the like. So if this is a person who looks very different than anything you ever encountered before, Mevarech, you make a blessing of Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Mishana Sabrios, who makes such different types of people. Haroa Suma, O Kitea, Umukeshchin, Uboha Konin, Ukiyotpen. If somebody sees a blind person or a person who has an amputated limb or somebody who is afflicted with different types of boils or other type of blotches on his skin or the like, so then Mevarech, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayan Hamas. So all these things are considered unfortunate, unlike the previous category. These things are all considered to be blemishes in a person's body and a person's skin, and therefore you say the same blessing over bad tidings. Vim Noldu Kane Mim E Iman. However, if this was the way that a person was created from the womb, Mevarech Mishana Sabrios. So then this wasn't something which occurred to them, this was the way Hashem made them, and then they are like the first category of somebody who's in a different sort of appearance than you were used to. They're different than your average person, and therefore you make the same blessing. Haro as a peel, as a cove, as a kifo. If somebody sees different types of animals, also let's assume that he had never encountered these before, and they're very wondrous to him, such as an elephant or a monkey or the like, or an owl perhaps. So Omer, Baruch Mishana Sabriels. So you make the blessing on, again, the same thing that Hashem has made such different types of Haro as a peel, as a cove, as a kifo. If somebody sees an elephant or a monkey or perhaps an owl, different types of creatures which one is not normally accustomed to seeing, let us assume. So Omer, you make the following bracha, Baruch Mishana Sabrios. Again, how Hashem has created such variety in his creation that he has all these different creatures available for us to see. Halacha Yud Gimel. Haro Brios knows Umetukonos Bioser. If somebody sees a person who has a particularly beautiful, well-formed body, V'ilanos Tobos, and beautiful trees. Mevarech shekacha lo ba'olamo. So then you make the blessing. Wow, thank you Hashem for having this in your world. Hayote lasados olaginos bimei Nisan. If somebody goes out to the fields, to the gardens, in the days of Nisan, in early spring, v'ra ilanos parchos v'nitzanim olim, and he sees that there are trees which have blossoms and sprouts growing on them, mevarech baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shelo chiser b'olamo klom uvar bo brios tovos v'ilanos tovos, v'nos kidei lehanos b'hen b'nei adam. We're familiar with when we make in Chodesh Nisan. Halacha Yud Dalet. Al ruchu shenashvu bezaf v'al brakim v'al ramim v'al kol ha'avarash tishma v'aretz k'mo reichaim gedolim v'al or sheba'avir sheiro k'ilu heim kochavim noflim v'ratim yimakom l'makom o k'mo kochavim sheish lehem zanav So with regards to all of these things, I'll call echad me'elu mavarech baruch shekochu brasa maliolam. So then you make the powerful bracha about how Hashem's strength and his might fill the whole world. So just to be clear, what are all of these things? On very, very strong winds, and on lightning, and on thunder, and on loud rumblings, earthquakes that we hear when they're from the earth itself, and on various lights that we might see up in the sky, which seem like they're falling stars, what we might call shooting stars, and they go from one place to the other, or stars that seem to have a tail, like we would call a comet. So in all of these, you say, Baruch Shekochu Barasu Mali Olam, then Ratzim Mavarech was a Bereshis. And if you want, you can also say the one that creates the creation, the universe. Halacha Tezva. Al Harim Val Gvos Val Yamim Val Midbaros Val Naros, on mountains, on valleys, on seas, on wilderness, like deserts, and on rivers. Imra achas mehen mishloshim yom lishloshim yom. If you have seen one of these within 30 days, mavarach osabrachus. So you make osabrachus. Haro asa yam hagadol mishloshim yom lishloshim yom. If you see the Mediterranean Sea, for us it could refer to the ocean as well, from once every 30 days, mavarach baruch Hashem lekinim alchalam she'asa asa yam hagadol. So then you refer to the blessing that Hashem has created this mighty big sea. Now it's at least 30 days. If it was beyond 30 days, it's clear also from the Rambam that you can also make the bracha. But within 30 days, you don't recite the bracha again. Halacha tezva. Haro keshes banan. If you see a rainbow in the cloud, mevarach, you make the following blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Olam, zocher bris, v'nam briso, v'kaya b'mal mara. Very relevant to this week's parsha. Haro levana b'chidusha. If you see the moon in its new state, mevarach, baruch Hashem Elokeinu Olam, asher b'mara bara shachakim, v'rach piv katzam, chukuz banan, masal mehem, shlo yishanu es tafkidam, sasas v'chim, masos v'chim, kunehem, poli emesh, v'lasam, tzedek, levana, amar shachat, zatera, Tferis, the Musa Botan, Shame Asid, the Skadesh, Mosa, the Fire, the Ultram, Alkum, Achsov, Alkoma, Shivara, Baruch Hashem, Machadesh, Chadashim. Right, it's slightly different than our version, as you might have noticed as I tripped up trying to read it too quickly. It's what we're familiar with from Kiddush Levana. Halach Yud Zayin. Vitzarech Levarech, Bracha, Zum, Uman. Now, with regards to the Bracha of Kiddush Levana, then you are supposed to stay while you're standing up. Shakom, Levarech, Alkodesh, Bizmano, Ki'il, Hikpil, Pnei, Hashchina. Because of the fact that anybody who is making the blessing on the new moon in its proper time, it's as if you have greeted God's presence. If you didn't make the bracha on the first possible night, you can make the bracha up until the 16th day of the month, until it begins to now have its overall lack be filled. In other words, once it's already a full moon, it's beyond the point where that's available any longer. If you see the sun on the day of the spring equinox, at the beginning of the new cycle of every 28 years, which is beginning on a Wednesday night, so then when you see it at the beginning of Wednesday, so you make the blessing of and also when the moon goes back to the beginning of the constellation of the sheep at the beginning of the month, and therefore it's not leaning towards the north or to the south, the same thing is true with other five stars which revolve each in their own separate spots at the beginning of the constellation of the sheep, again, not tilting either toward the north or the south. So too, whenever you see this same constellation of the sheep go up to the eastern side of the sky, so then you make the bracha of Osam Asabrashis. Halacha Yotes. Haroa Bate Obe Kochavim Biyushuvan. If somebody sees non-Jewish homes in their settled situation, Omer, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. Say, ultimately Hashem will destroy the homes of these idolaters, these proud people. B'chorban Omer, if you see them destroyed, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Ophia. You say how Hashem has taken vengeance upon these idolaters. Ra Kivrei Ovdei Chachavim, Omer, Bosha Imchem Mo'od. So again, you see that same point which we had said before in this pasuk from Yirmiyahu about how ultimately they would be laid desolate. Lachachaf. Hanichs L'merachat, somebody enters into battle, Omer, Yiratum L'fanech Hashem L'okai, Shetechat. So you ask that Hashem assist you in your endeavor. And also when you leave, etc. Chav Aleph. Next, the Hakis Dam, Omer Yiratom Lepanech Hashem Elokai, Shehei Esek Zeh Lidur Fuah, Ki Rofei Chinam Ata, Shehti Omer Brocha Ata Hashem, Rofei Cholim. So you say this as well. When you bloodlet, you have a special formulation to say before and afterward. Halacha Chav Beis. Halech Lamod Garno, when somebody goes to measure his grain in his silo, Omer Yiratom Lepanech Hashem Elokai, Shechislach Brocha B'masi Adai. As he begins to measure it, Omer Baruch Hashaleach Baruch HaBachrizeh, Madan V'achar Kach B'kish Rachem, Farizu Tefilah Shav. However, if you've already measured and then you only ask for assistance, at that point it's already considered Tefilah Shav because it's already known exactly how much there is. Once it's known how much there is, so then you can't ask for a miracle. Anybody, therefore, who davens once something has already occurred, so then it's considered a prayer which is in vain and is inappropriate. I'm wondering whether I should be reading all these inside or not, but I feel like at least some of them people aren't familiar with and will gain from hearing at least the formulation. If somebody enters into a large city, he says this. And if he enters successfully, when he wants to leave, and also when you leave, you say that Hashem should guide you. If he succeeds, right, similar to our formulation of a Tvilas Haderech. Halacha Chavva, perhaps one of the most important halachos in all of Mishnah Torah. Klal Shel Davar, here's the overall rule. La'olam Yitzak Adam Al Asid Lavo, Vivaki Shrachamim. A person should always cry out to Hashem. He should always call out for help with regards to the future and beg for mercy. Vitin Hodaya Amash Avar, he should give acknowledgement and thanks on that which has occurred in the past. Vyoda Vishabeak Vikoho, and he should praise Hashem, thank Hashem in accordance with the ability that he is able to. Vachol Hamarba Lahodos as Hashem Lashabcho Tamin Hareza Mishubach. And any person who continuously thanks and praises Hashem all the time, whatever he is able to, then that is considered praiseworthy. A person should do so as much as he possibly can, and he will see what an amazing life he will live. Have a great, great day.